Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast, the weekend of Saturday, January 29th, 2022. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello!
And this week's special guest, time for the big reveal, is Connor Mack. How are you doing, Connor?
Good, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. It's nice that our Patreon viewers get to know who it is, maybe about 15 seconds earlier. I feel that's one of the benefits we should ham up here.
Just have them in darkness, then the camera turns on.
Yeah, that's it. It pans back in.
It just illuminates. It's like the beginning of The Chase.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. He just walks in, a bit across both of our screens.
Yeah. It's Connor Mack! Now, good to have you with us, Connor. And looking forward to picks for, let's be honest, what is a very slim weekend, football-wise, coming up. Yeah. A lot of leagues are off. The AFCON's obviously taken players out of various leagues anyway, and there's a bit of a break on in England, so there's no top flight games there either, and no German top flight games in either the Bundesliga or the Bundesliga's vice. So, but still, we've done our best to scour the rest of the footballing calendar, and we've got some good picks coming up after the break. Before we get to that, though, we need to recap on last week. I had an all right last week, and I say that purely because my outsider came in and saved the day for me at quite a big price. It didn't start very well with my banker of Magdeburg against Havelse. The home win was 1-5 and they drew one each despite going 1-0 up and having won all eight home games they've played this season against the Havelse team that's second bottom of the league and has done nothing of note at all. I thought that meant it was going to be one of those weeks.
I mean, I would still back Magdeburg every single time they play Havelse. Like, it's still a reasonably good pick. Like, they are shite, but they managed to get that result there. I kicked off the banker. Well, actually, kicked it off overall. This was on Saturday at 2:30. I had Hoffenheim versus Dortmund, and I had over 0.5 first half goals. It was one each at half time. So I think with 13 minutes, Julian Brandt put me ahead. So I'll if there was a German top flight game this weekend, I'd be back in that exact same thing because it's came in the last 2 weeks in a row so comfortably. So that was my banker. So we're one of two on bankers.
That was ideal as well. You've been doing very well with the over 0.5 first half goals.
Rip John Walker. Like that's what we're all about.
Four in a row or something here since you've switched to that tactic.
It's been good, meant for Australia to Germany, so.
It's working very well for you. On to the value picks. Certainly wasn't much value in mine, as Connor would have told you had he been on last week's show. We obviously have a group chat between all the hosts, and he really hated this. And he was right too. Salford versus Colchester, the home win of 5-7, and Salford were dreadful. They lost 3-0. They were, 2-0 down within like half an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
Really they weren't great, but you know.
In fairness, lower league English aficionado Dave Greenfield quite liked this pick. So he backed me up on this, and that gave me a wee bit of confidence that you were right all along, Connor.
Is that why he's not on the show this week?
No, he might be on next week. It's in the wheel random guest generator. No, what Dave actually said, because obviously we went to everyone else first. They went, oh, there's not much of a card this weekend. Can I do next week?
So you got brought back in, Connor. So
thank you.
But yeah, I went to Value Town in the Netherlands for me this last weekend. I took 20 away at Willem II. 6-5, 20 been off at. Won the game 1-0. I would have much preferred them to maybe be up 2-0 at some point during this game. That would have made me feel a bit better, but winning 1-0 is fine. They scored in like the 13th minute or something as well. It was one of those games where you're like, they've scored, now we just wait until that other goal goes in. But yeah, it didn't. They won 1-0, 6-5. Good value for me.
On to the outsider picks. This is where my weekend turned for the better. In the German Bundesliga, Mönchengladbach, who've been really bad, and I still don't think people really understand how bad they've been against Union Berlin. The away win was 23-10. Union went and won this game 2-1, but I actually backed it in play because they went 1-0 up and then they conceded a goal and it went to 1 each. And I got Union then at 9-2 in play, and I was like, yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah. And they were deserved winners of the game. Gordon, I believe you watched some of it.
Yeah, it wasn't as if it was one of those... I watched the highlights from it. It wasn't as if it was one of those games where you're like, oh, they've snuck that one. No, it was like all Union. Like, Mönchengladbach are not in a great spot.
No.
And I think backing against them, choice of opponents, like if they're playing against probably, I don't know, Heidenheim
Fürth.
In the cup or Fürth. Well, I might take Fürth in that spot. now that they've turned their season around.
Since I got this.
That's it. Number one Fürth fan in the south side. So great outsider pick there, Andy. Yeah. 2-1 and then 9-2 is some additional spice. So
everyone in the group liked it as well. I backed it myself.
Yeah.
Left it a bit late though, didn't they? About 5 minutes to go, they scored to make it 2-1.
Yeah. It was 80-something minute, but you know, they got there and by all accounts deserved it. So happy with that.
Yeah. My outsider wasn't so lucky. I was on the right side of it. It was Bastia versus league leaders Toulouse, and I fancied Bastia at home. 0-0 draw. Both teams get a man sent off in like 80-plus minutes, so it wasn't as if one team played an hour down to 10 men. Even spread as well. It wasn't as if Bastia had been bossed off the ball. One thing they did miss was that three of their players are currently at AFCON, one of which is the main striker for... I was going to say Gambia. It might be Gambia or maybe Guinea-Bissau, but the main striker is away for that. I was happier that Toulouse didn't win in this spot. At Bastia, our draw was 1-3, which showed you the bookies didn't they fancied Toulouse, but they didn't really think that there was going to be anything happening in that game of interest. So, yeah, didn't get the outsider in there. And that was my first disappointment of the weekend.
On to the charity pick, and I think both of us had disappointing results for charity. I was in England in the lower leagues again, and similar to the Salford-Colchester game, I was on the wrong side of Shrewsbury versus Bolton. Bolton scoring an injury time winner in that game. So the home win for Shrewsbury obviously didn't come in. The charity bet was dead.
Which was fine because that took the pressure. Well, it didn't take the pressure off me at all because I rebacked this so many times in play. This was LR Vicenza versus Cittadella, a game that I thought there would be limited goals in and Cittadella would win. Cittadella did not win. They drew 3 each with a very, very late goal in here. Yeah. And Vicenza went up 1-0. Cittadella brought it back to 2-1. It was then 2 each at halftime. They went up 3-2 and then conceded that goal late on, which I know personally screwed Dave Greenfield out of about £120. So I am once again apologetic.
It was a bizarre game, though. You can't legislate for 3 penalties for the one team.
2 sendings off.
And 2, yeah. So 3 penalties against you and 2 sendings off for your team. And you still draw 3 all and could have hung on.
I mean,
it's just harsh.
You've got to feel like the ref there was on the over line. 5.5 line. But yeah, so that was last week. Overall, I think I wouldn't say it was a particularly great week, but there was some good picks in there. If Magdeburg had beaten Havelse, I would have put it down as a really good week.
I would have put it down as a really good week. Yeah. As it happens though, not our best, but hopeful that after the ad break, we'll have some very good picks for this weekend. And now on to this week's picks for Saturday, January 29th, 2022. As always, we shall run through a banker pick each, a value pick each, an outsider pick each, and then culminate in a charity treble where a pick from each of us. We put the accumulator on and all proceeds go to a charity of our choosing. So to kick us off, for the banker bets this week, I am in Scotland, very close to home, Saturday at 12:30 p.m. for Ross County versus the Rangers. And top of the Scottish Premiership, Rangers on 52 points from 21 games, travel to play 10th place Ross County, who are on 21 points. And it's a 12-team league, so 10th place isn't that good. If you're not familiar with the league, don't think, oh, 10th. No, it's, oh, 10th. Rangers have been consistent all season. They've picked up 25 points from 10 away matches. They're also top of the league's five-game form table, 13 points from the last five games. They've also won this fixture every single time of the last 10 occurrences. So every time, the last 10 times they played Ross County, they've just won. And they haven't been beaten by Ross County this millennium. So
that's some time. That is some serious time.
They've played 16 times and the results have been 13 Rangers wins and 3 draws. And a way win for Rangers here is 2-7. And just, you know, 2-7. They've done it the last 10 times in a row. I'm happy with that. That's banker material.
Yeah. I mean, Old Firm teams love talking about that. So, I'm going to be moving from my banker into the Liga Nacional, which is surprisingly less kind of stricken by the AFCON than the second division. I think most of the players that are going there are from second division or even the French, the Ligue 1. But the game I'm talking about is on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. It is Concarneau versus Orleans. Concarneau are the best team at home in this division. They've taken 22 points from a possible 9 games versus Orleans, who are 12th in the overall away form table, taking 8 points from 9 games. Orleans have been dreadful when it came to playing away from home. They got a very surprise win against Bourg-en-Bresse, who were top of the league but are kind of drifting down. Apart from that, they've drawn or lost their last 9 games away from home. So that's, you know, 1-0 losses to Red Star, Stambriochane, Villefranche, Cholet, draw with Le Mans, a draw that they went on to win in extra time in the cup with AC Ajaccio, losing 4-1 to Châteauroux, losing on penalties to Stade Poivetan, who are in, you know, are a team that I don't know that much about, which is concerning for any French team. I'm not knowing about you. You're outside of the National C. But yeah, so I'm actually going to take the 1X market here. Concarneau, best home team in the league. You can get 1X, and I was talking to Andy earlier on about this, at what I think is the rather odd price of 1-4 or 2-5 or 4-11 are the three bookies' prices. So the bookies are kind of like, well, we don't really care. So you either get 1-4 or 4-11 for this. I'll obviously be taking them at the much larger price, 4-11. So Concarneau or draw versus Orleans. Yeah, at your bookies' mercy, you're at. So unfortunately, if you're betting with Unibet, I'd find another bookie. Connor, what you got?
So I'm in England, very close to home on Saturday due to the small docket for the weekend. And I'm in the National League, which seems to be Dave's home.
Liga Nacional or the National League?
The National League. Yeah. The National League, the conference, let's call it the conference.
Yeah.
To back Southend away to Dover at 9-10. So it's not a banker.
Money banker, are you just fucking writing about this again?
Once you hear this, I'm not sure how they're 9-10.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get the bad things out of the way. This is 19th Southend versus 23rd Dover.
Right.
right. But Dover have got 4 points from 25 games.
Wow.
That's not many points.
They've not won a game all season. They've drawn 4 games. 2 were 0-0 and 2 were 1-1. And Southend sit comfortable 21 points ahead of them. Struggling themselves, but won the reverse fixture 4-1. Dover have lost 8 straight. Southend have won the last 2. And this pick is just all against Dover. They're just so bad. They've had some trouble at the start of the season. They went into financial administration and didn't have a squad, and they've just got a bunch of kids. And they're lucky to be fulfilling all their games. They didn't play at all last season. They just awarded it. They just awarded everyone 3 points last season. So I think they're on the verge of going out of business, but this is purely a pick against Dover. And it's a strange price, 4-5. They're playing tonight as well. They've got Eastleigh at home, and they're Eastleigh are 4-5 as well.
Hold on, right? You keep talking about your picks. I'm going to go have a look at that.
Yeah,
I'm aware they're playing tonight. Southend are also playing tonight, and they're getting beat by Aldershot after 10 minutes.
It means nothing to me. I mean,
Aldershot doesn't matter. It's just against Dover. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm happy because Aldershot were my locals. So that's not too bad. They're winning, but no, I can't ignore. If you look on Flash Score at Dover and just find me a green on there, nothing.
You can't. Nothing.
No, I mean their last result was against Yeovil on the 27th of November. They drew 1-1.
Yeah. Is that? I just seen T Bramble. I was like, that cannot be Titus Bramble. It's not.
I mean, there's the loss after loss after loss. They got a draw against Yate Town in the FA Trophy, and yeah. This pick is purely on Dover being so bad. I mean, I've got no faith in Southend whatsoever, but I can't ignore 4-5.
Yeah,
on a team, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a captive audience at the moment, do they not? I mean, there's about 400 lorry drivers that could probably get to that game if they wanted. But yeah, I mean, I can't quarrel with it. I'll see how they go on against Eastleigh tonight.
The only thing is, Connor, I've been here before with Union Berlin playing Greuther Fürth.
Greuther Fürth weren't going to business, though. They weren't going out of business.
They were easily the worst team ever in Bundesliga history at the time.
I mean, this team are very close. I mean,
they might not even be in history soon. They'll cease existence.
They've conceded at least 2 goals in the last 10 games. I'm not sure where else to go with this. They are so bad. I mean, they'll probably beat Eastleigh tonight. So this is just purely, you know, it will just by 10 o'clock, this will just be absolute horseshit.
I like it just now, though. I'm all aboard the South End train. Yeah. On to this week's value picks then, where we try and find something we think the bookies may have mispriced or something that there will be better value on than across the rest of the card. Now, I'm going to go to, you said never back your own team, Connor.
Never back your own
team. But my team are playing this weekend away at Celtic. So Celtic versus Dundee United, Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Premiership. Celtic are struggling with some crucial injuries at the moment, and my team Dundee United are just struggling in general, having lost their last 6 games in a row. Celtic are an abysmal 1-8 price to win this game, and that market just doesn't interest me at all. With the amount of injuries, the goals market doesn't even really interest me at all. However, what does interest me is the players cards market. And if Dundee United are to put up any sort of fight in this game, which we really have to, even if we lose, we just need to show that, you know, we're putting in some sort of effort. We'll have to come out strongly, and we'll have to compete in the midfield and not allow Celtic to settle. The way Ange Postecoglou plays with the ball on the deck and being direct, we're going to have to get in their face, and we're going to have to put in some heavy challenges early. So after a period out of our team, Callum Butcher actually appeared off the bench in our cup win against Kilmarnock, our extra time cup win last weekend. And I think he might even get to start this game to add fire to the midfield. And if he does, he will definitely get booked. He's been involved in 8 games this season, right? Since the 2021 Premiership season. And he has been booked in 7 of those 8 games, one of them being a sending off. The game that counts as
2 bookings.
No, it doesn't. The only game he did get booked in was a game he played 38 minutes in as a sub, coming on after he'd been out for an extended period of time through injury. He's obviously been banned for being suspended as well. He's always a good shout to get booked. He's an even better shout to get booked away at Celtic Park. So what I would do is I would take Callum Butcher to be booked, bet void if player doesn't start, just in case he comes on for the last 5 minutes. See if you're watching the game, you're keeping an eye on the game, and he comes on with half an hour to go, bet him to get booked then, because you'll get excellent in-play prices on that.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't take to get booked and not have the insurance of void if doesn't start, in case he only gets like 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And even at that, he still might get booked. But yeah, he's just one of these guys. He's got a reputation now. The refs like to book him. He also just puts in ridiculously stupid challenges. So, that's Callum Butcher for a booking in the Celtic v Dundee United game.
I mean, what has happened to Dundee United over the recent weeks?
Well, we've struggled scoring goals. So when we were winning games at the beginning of the season, if you looked at it, we hardly scored any goals. We were winning games 1-0. And the reason we were winning them is our centre halves were scoring all the goals. So Ryan Edwards scored twice. Charlie McGrew scored twice. And I think that was like four goals across the three-game period where we won 2-1, 1-0, 1-0.
Mm.
And that was our central defenders scored all the goals in those wins.
Yeah, but you signed Tony Watt now, haven't you?
Correct. So hopefully now we push on from that. But he's only had one full game. And that was the cup game against Kilmarnock there. So hopefully that fixes. We also had a lot of our midfield out injured, and we lost a lot of players due to COVID. So we've got the excuses. We now need to, after coming back and having more players available, actually put some points on the board. It's just a shame that away at Celtic Park is one of the first games.
Just to come back into it all.
We haven't won at Celtic Park, I think, since 1993.
Oh,
yeah.
I was a year old.
Yeah. I've never seen us win at Celtic Park. And I go all the time. Go all the games. And it's that way now. And I never have a good time because we always get horsed.
But I can't go to this game.
I can't not. I'm not going to this game. We've got personal things going on in this house just now. That means I'm not making as many football games as I can at the moment. So this might be the one that we win because I won't be at it.
I mean, Tony Watt does know his way around Celtic Park. Is one thing I'd say. Like and there is a man who would love to get a goal back into them. So, I mean, let's hope for Dundee United. See, that brings even more credence. See, if Dundee United go 1-0 up, Callum Butcher's definitely in sent off. But yeah, I mean, for my value pick, I will take you away from Andy's one just now, but keep you in the SPL, the Scottish Premier League, the Cinch, as it's now known, for Aberdeen versus St Johnstone. Now, we like to talk about 10 in a row for positive things, especially in the SPL. Negative things to connotate some 10 in a row. St Johnstone have lost their last 10 games in a row. They are bad. They are really bad versus an Aberdeen side who are really good. They've taken points off Rangers. They beat Dundee, St Mirren, Livingston, Hearts, Hibs. You know, they lost narrowly to Celtic. They did lose to another one there, 2-0. But they're a pretty decent team. And at the start of the season, not many people seen this coming. They kind of had a whole bunch of hatchet men put together, and it didn't look like a team that were going to be, you know, anything in this league, that were going to do anything. But they are, you know, they're back up in the league now. They're up into fifth place and 29 points, just behind Motherwell in fourth, playing against 14-point St Johnstone. St Johnstone have been rubbish this season. They just came off to a loss to Kelty Hearts in the Cup, rounding off one of the weirdest facts of all time, which is no team has ever lost to Kelty Hearts and also played against Galatasaray in the same season. I'm going to take Aberdeen at home here. You're going to get them at 7-10 or 5-7, short for a value price, but
I like it.
The value is in that they should be about 1-2.
Yeah, I like it.
So yeah, I'm going to take Aberdeen here, and I'm going to pass you over to Connor, who I'm sure is in some regional league. Connor, what you got?
No, I'm in England again. Yep. I'm in League One.
That's fine.
Which is actually Dave's home, really, I think.
Yeah, that's spiritual home.
Spiritual home. And this is my bet of the weekend, actually. It was very close to being my banker. It's my bet of the weekend. It's Wigan away to Cheltenham at 4-5. Wigan, it's a crazy price. It's stupid price. Wigan, who sit top, are the best team in the league. They've also got four games in hand over their nearest rivals in first. So they're first at the moment by 2 points, and they've got four games in hand on Sunderland, who sit third.
Yeah.
They've only lost one away game all season, Wigan. And that was to Sunderland on the opening day. And they've only drawn one of the next 10. They play a Cheltenham side who have not won in 9.
Yeah, that's not great.
Drawn four, lost five. They tend to draw a lot of games, Cheltenham, and they come against the Wigan side who are scoring goals, don't mind playing home or away. It's just a mad, mad mental price, 4-5. They've picked up 20 points from the last 8, I believe, Wigan, in the last form. Sorry. Yeah, 13 points from their last five, 26 from their last 10.
Yeah, they're good. And, you know, they're along with Sunderland, are probably too good for that league.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Whereas Cheltenham are very comfortable in that league.
I mean, Cheltenham are doing what Cheltenham are supposed to do in League One. They'll probably finish mid-table.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose to these big teams. League One is a mad league. You know, you said, like, it's got Wigan, Sunderland, Portsmouth, Sheffield Wednesday, Wickham. These are all championship teams at one point.
Ipswich. Another one.
Ipswich. Yeah, Ipswich. Yeah. But they're 4-5. If you're worried about the 4-5 price, I have another price on Wigan, which is utterly stupid. They're 2 points in front with four games in hand, and they're also 10-11 to win the league.
Double Wigan at the weekend, but also with winning the league as an additional bet.
It's a stupid price. I'm wondering if the bookies are thinking, you know, Wigan at some stage are going to have to play
fixture congestion. Yeah,
yeah, twice in a week. They're also still in the FA Cup, I believe.
Yeah,
because they beat Blackburn as well in the FA Cup, so they're even beating teams in the Championship. You know, Blackburn are flying as well. But this is a mad price. I'm all over it. One loss all season away from home, and that was at the start of the season. Cheltenham haven't won in 9. Thank you. I'll take 4-5.
Is your value pick lower odds than your banker pick, Connor?
They're the same price. 9-10. same price. I see what you're trying to do there. Same price.
Absolutely fantastic. Sorry. I was also just scrolling my phone there just to see a message from you last week. I understand the logic in these picks, but as we know, the English league is so dodgy.
That must have been in regards to either Salford or Shrewsbury.
Salford, yeah.
That was also, and he also sent that message on a week where there was other football being played.
You weren't forced into that league. I did that to myself.
I listened to your podcast every week, and even when you went, and he goes, I'm in League One. I went, oh, yeah, I'm League Two. I went, oh, God, what are you doing?
Why?
Yeah, as soon as he says League One, I'm like, unless you've put a fucking J there, son, get back out of there and find something else.
That's the thing with me, obviously, like longer-term listeners will know my favourite leagues to bet in are the Japanese leagues and the Danish leagues, which just aren't happening just now. So, you know, I'm forced to do these things. You're going to love this thing. You're going to love this,
Connor. Just quickly say, on the back of last week's podcast, I'm actually 5-5 in rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, are you? Who have you been playing?
Oh, just people at work. I don't tell them the secret, though. I'm just winning all the time. They just haven't got a clue. Like, how do you win all the time?
Meta game strategy.
Yes. All you have to say to them, Connor, is for £5 a month, you can find out.
That's what I should have said. Yeah, join the Patreon site and you'll find out.
You'll find out.
I should maybe do a longer episode about all sorts of rock, paper, scissors theory. There you go. That's something that could be in the pipeline for if COVID rears its head again.
Future growth.
There's no football 1 week. On to the outsider picks. I had a successful one last week. Let's try and follow that up. This is where we try and find something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog that we think has a really good shot of coming in. I'm in England in the Championship, Connor. Let's see what you think of this one. Cardiff versus Nottingham Forest, an away win for Forest is 9-5. 2-1 if you shop around, but 9-5 on Bet365 at the moment. So Cardiff are placed 20th in the league on 23 points. Forest are 8th on 40 points. Cardiff are also the worst team in the entire league when only considering home games. They've picked up a measly 7 points from 12 home games. Forest are good away from home, 22 points in the road from 13 matches, and that's the fourth best in the entire league. So they're outperforming their overall total away from home. Form-wise, Forest have managed 9 points in the last 5. Cardiff only managed 2, so Cardiff are not playing well at the moment. Forest have also won the last 2 games, the last 2 times these teams have played each other at the Cardiff City Stadium, and I'm not going to be surprised if they also win this one and make it 3 in a row. Almost 2-1. That's too big.
Great price. I love this.
Forest are up 1-0 just now as well. They're currently winning.
They're 1-0 up.
So, yeah, I like getting there. No,
what day was that, Andy? Sorry?
So that's Sunday at 4 p.m.
But yeah, it's great. But Cardiff are terrible. They're so bad at the moment.
Where are you checking what day it was in case that was the early kickoff on Saturday?
don't be.
You're like, nah. Just cancel it.
He'd already said the early kickoff earlier. I was like, oh, God.
he's done it again.
No, it's the late kickoff, 4 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah,
fine. That's acceptable.
I'm going to take you for my outsider to rather surprising league for me. It's not a league I'm in often. Scottish Championship. This is Kilmarnock versus Inverness. This game's a draw.
Oh, that's bold. Really bold.
Kilmarnock have drawn three of their last five games, including a 1-1 draw with Dundee United. Kilmarnock drew with Partick in there. They drew with Morton in there. Inverness have drawn their last four games in a row with Dunfermline, Queen of the South, Raith and Arbroath losing in their only game that they didn't draw in that last five was to Hamilton away from home, where Hamilton were 15-4 in that game, which seems ridiculous. They went up, Inverness went up 1-0 as well. That was David Moyle of Zimbabwe, the big man, banging him in. I just think this game's heading towards a draw. Kilmarnock are not in any great shakes at the moment. You know, they did well against Dundee United, but teams can do well.
They were quite good.
I just think that this game heads towards a draw every time. The last time it was played, it was 1-0 to Inverness. The previous time was 1-0 to Inverness. The previous time was 2-1 to Kilmarnock. These games are not like, there's no 4-3s in there. The games don't contain many goals and they're not separated by much. The two games before that were 1-1. I just think this game looks very drawy, and that's why I take it in there. You said you found quite a lot of outsiders this weekend. This was the one that stood out for me the most, and I found it pretty dry on outsiders, to be honest. So 9-4 for Kilmarnock versus Inverness. Take it away, Connor.
So I'm in English League 2, Saturday, 3:00. Good old traditional kickoff time.
Yeah, I like that good kickoff time.
It's a good kickoff time. I've backed a team on the basis that this price should be a coin flip, and it's not. I've got Crawley away to Bradford at the very big price of 4-1. It's 14th place Crawley plays 12th place Bradford. 1 point separates them. And Bradford are 3-4 on. Nothing says to me that they should be odds on. This should be more of a coin flip. If you look at the form table as well, they sit directly opposite each other. In the last five games, Crawley do better away from home. They've picked up more points away from home. They've beaten Northampton this season, who sit third. Bradford, a bit hit and miss. They hadn't won for a while. Then they beat Salford last weekend after Salford went down to 10 men. And there's a lot of unrest going on at Bradford at the moment as well. There's a lot of fans who don't like Derek Adams at the moment, who came down from Scotland. Don't like the formation he's playing. And for a mid-table clash, Crawley are far too big. I don't necessarily think Crawley are going to win, but I'd rather be on a 4-1 shot than odds on for Bradford.
Crawley beat them the last time they played as well. This fixture, so, it was their 2-0 win.
Yeah, I mean, Crawley are kind of doing what Crawley are supposed to do in that league. They're not going to make the playoffs. They won't get relegated. They'll sit in mid-table. Bradford, on the other hand, probably are a big club in that league, and they should really be doing a lot better. They're really hit and miss, but like I said, I can't understand why one team is 4-1 and one is odds on directly next to each other in the league. There's nothing in the form or stats that say that Bradford are superiorly, let's say, 75% better than Crawley.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even the draw was 5-2. So the biggest price is an away win, which, like Gordo said, happened last time. I think they've lost once in the last four fixtures, home and away to Bradford. So I'd rather be on the 4-1 shot than odds on. So it's a coin flip pick, really. Like we said, we struggle for outsiders. There's a lot of coin flip prices, but this one kind of looked really big to me on the side of where they are on the table and stats. So yeah, Crawley 4-1 to me, Saturday at 3:00.
Yeah, I like it. It's about 5-2 in my eyes, that game, and you're getting way more than that. So
I like the price. And that'll make a good outsider, Trixie, which I've just backed there as we were talking. I was like, I'm locking that price
in. These prices in now.
Before that 4-1 goes down the way and before Forest come in as well.
Yeah.
If indeed they do go on to win tonight. So that's the main picks. On to the charity picks. And this week, Connor, you said you are going to stake a mega charity treble. So we shall do it. Rather than me, Gordo, you, how about we mix the order up and we do it chronologically? So my game is the good UK traditional kickoff time. Does anyone have anything before that?
No, mine's a traditional kickoff time as well.
Technically mine is a traditional kickoff time, but it's for the Dritte Liga.
So let's go with Gordo, then me, and then you can round it off, Connor.
Okay, so I'll kick us off with this, with Kaiserslautern versus Hallescher. So this is in the Dritte Liga. Kaiserslautern are second in the league behind teams that are cruising, such as Magdeburg. They weren't last week, but they're roughly cruising overall. They're 11 points behind Magdeburg and they're in second. So that shows you how good Magdeburg are in that league. Versus 15th place Hallescher, who are 1 point out of the relegation zone. With Verl and Turkgushu München just below them. Not a great team really in here. Hallescher's away form is dreadful. They've lost their last six in a row. 1-0, 5-1, 4-1, 2-1, 2-0, 2-1. They're not great. And even before that, they haven't won a game away from home. They haven't won a game away from home. I think it's this. Oh, no, they've done some this season. They've taken 7 points away from home this season from 11 games. Kaiserslautern at home have taken 24 points from 11 games. Kaiserslautern are just a better team in this spot. They've beaten better teams as well, and they are beating Victoria Berlin, Victoria Cologne, Meppen and Wayne in the last few games. You're going to get Kaiserslautern at 7-11 or 2-3, and I think that's a big price for a team that are playing someone who may get relegated this season. Think of it this way. If they were in one of the English leagues, it'd be Wigan. So that's what I'd like to take. But you're not getting them at even money, though. So 2-3 for Kaiserslautern. Start off the charity right.
Cool. And hopefully that comes in and then rolls on to my Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff in the English League One. Mansfield versus Leighton Orient. Home win for Mansfield is better than evens. It's 11-10. Really like that. I should really, that'll boost things a wee bit in terms of price. So Mansfield are 7th, 41 points. Orient 13th on 32 points. But Mansfield are in such good form right now. They're a perfect 15 points from the last five league matches. Orient have only managed 4 points from their last five. Mansfield also joint top in the league's home game table. So they're excellent at home, 30 points from 15 home matches. And Orient have only managed 10 points on the road from their 11 away games. Better than evens. It's just such a good price. I was scared to have it as my value this week in an English lower league game after Connor warned me last week. So it's in the charity slot instead, and hopefully the charity benefits from it. So it's a Mansfield win.
Yeah, that was going to be my original charity pick as well.
I'm glad you're on side. So when it loses next week, I can't get that much stick because you both agree with it.
Yeah. And then I'm the same time, but I'm in the championship. So hopefully we'll... By 5 o'clock, we'll have a charity winner up. And I am backing West Brom at 21-20 away at Millwall. Not really sure why, because West Brom are so hit and miss, but Millwall are so bad. They are so bad. There's lots of things going on at Millwall. Players don't want to play. You know, Jed Wallace wants to move to Turkey for some reason. Not really sure why.
Transplant, your teeth, you know.
Yeah. they're struggling with COVID and injuries.
Yeah,
sold big striker Matt Smith to Salford for some reason. They've got kids on the bench. They've lost their last four. I mean, West Brom weren't great. They hadn't won in five until last week. They beat Peterborough 3-0, who they really should beat, and fans aren't really enjoying the football at West Brom. But they still sit fifth in the table, fourth or fifth. Yeah, they sit fifth, only 5 points off the automatics. And the squad is far too good to, be languishing
in that rut. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too good. And away from home at 21-20, I thought it was a really good price. They've conceded the least amount of goals in the league as well without winning games, which is a bit mental. And they on their day, they can score goals as well, whereas Millwall are really struggling. They sit mid-table at the moment. They're 10 points from relegation, so they're safe. They're a worse team in that league, but they're just going through a real slump. So I'm hoping that... bigger than even money would make the charity bet a little bit juicier.
Yeah, I don't know that much about the championship, to be fair. It's weird. You get that thing with those leagues where you look at it like, I'd comfortably see if you had a pick from like Turkey, I'd be like, yeah, that's that. I'd be able to think. But the championship is one of those leagues in League One. I'm like, I just fucking, like, if you asked me who was in it, I definitely wouldn't get half of the teams. Like, I'd have, oh no, they were actually, they went out of business 6 years ago, or like, yeah, no, they're in League Two now. But yeah, good. I like the pick though, from what you've said.
I like it. It's a good charity treble. All over by 5 p.m. on Saturday, and hopefully, as you say, Connor, we'll have some money to dish out to a charity of your choosing.
Yes, it's going to be Help for Heroes, which helps injured army veterans.
Yes, well aware of Help for Heroes. Excellent choice. So hopefully, we have a nice for them next week. That was the show for this week. We do have a Facebook group. We're all members of that, along with a couple of hundred other enthusiastic sports bettors. Search for Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook and get involved. Join in the chat and the community. All sorts of good stuff on there. I'm sure we'll be chatting darts over the weekend, possibly a bit of horse racing. There's always something on the go.
Facebook group's great at the moment.
So much stuff in it.
I was reading some the other day about some bloke giving me in-play tips in the Macau League.
I've seen that, yeah. I did see that. It was, yeah, it turned out, because I was in the car actually with Andy coming back somewhere, and it's George Jones who posts tips. But he posted from the Macau League, and I was going to Andy, I was like, mate, I don't even know where these teams, it's like, it's difficult to find it. Like, do you know
could you point to Macau on a map?
No.
I think it's no. I know
Gordon
it's
probably Gordon's one of these guys that just knows maps.
I'm big into maps, to be fair. But at the same time, but it said Benfica Mac, and I was like Benfica, and I was like, this is either esports or this is Benfica in some Macclesfield regional league. Like, this is Inter Benfica versus like Borussia or Ma. It's the two teams that are playing. Like. But yeah, so the Facebook group's been really good. There's some, I know Dave's posted tonight about four or five teams. I think Shrewsbury to beat Gillingham, and he liked Barnsley. Forest at home at Barnsley, and I know Forest are winning just now. Yeah. Brian last night posted about Cameroon versus Comoros, and their keeper and missing. And obviously it didn't quite work out, but he was definitely, you know, posting about the right stuff in there. And then the only other thing to mention was, I know that Joey had really fancied both teams to score in the Valencia versus Atletico Madrid game, which I was so close to messaging him, like, that's a bad pick. It's like, they're not good. Yeah, both teams scored. He was totally right. Joey,
he's all right.
Totally correct. Glad I didn't message you about it. Glad it stayed up there.
Can we also just say that since the mega pod, Greuther Firth are unbeaten?
Yeah.
Greuther Firth are on an absolute tear. That's what I said.
Even one at the weekend. What's going on here?
Ever since Gordon got me this Greuther Firth top for Christmas.
The juju, I know.
They've turned it round. Yeah, I've turned it round.
I was impressed. I was impressed 0-0 lasted 10 minutes, to be fair.
Yeah, it was good.
Did end a draw, though, Connor.
Did end a draw. I did take it as a draw.
I said I've backed 0-0 and over 5.5 match goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did say that. Yeah.
But we were close.
We were close. In addition to the Facebook group, we also have a Patreon channel. So it's www.patreon.com/tramplebet, or download the Patreon app from the App Store and search for Trample Bet. It's £5.50 a month. Gets you into the Trample Bet Club. Supports us. And every little helps to keep an independent podcast going, and you get loads in return. You get a cheat sheet with all the picks written down, so everything from this week's show in a nice, handy, easy-to-read format. You get this show as soon as we do it. So this is Tuesday evening, and it will be released as a video file, so you can sit and see us as well as listen to us. When we go to the break during the normal podcast, you actually get a middle section in the video podcast that is a lot longer and is the three of us shooting the breeze about picks that didn't make the show, and specifically this week a bit of horse racing and some darts tournaments that are coming up. And we also do one-off podcasts about big sporting events throughout the year. So I tend to cover darts, baseball, horse racing. Gordon's big into his UFC. Connor will join us on the Cheltenham podcast that we do. Where we do four different podcasts. It's a big week, Cheltenham. Busiest
week of the year for content. You end up like you're at day four and you're like, I've looked at too many horses. I've looked at far too many horses.
So there's all that good stuff, and it really does help us out. So it's Patreon and then search for Trample Bet. It's been fun this week, guys. Connor, thank you very much for joining us once again.
No worries. Anytime. Anytime.
Looking for you to go 4-4 again.
If I go 4-4, I'm never coming back on, by the way.
As you have done in the recent past.
Into the ether. It's like, where did Connor go? He's just retired.
my work here is done. Wonderful. You know, it's going to happen one time. That 12 of 12 is going to happen. Hopefully it's this week.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Fingers crossed. Closest we've went, I think the closest we went 10 of 11.
10 of 11.
Yeah.
Because there was a void game in there. Yeah. 10 of 11. So, you know, in these things, a wee fiver on that returns literally thousands.
Sometimes hundreds of thousands.
One day we'll hit it. Yeah. And then that'll be it. That'll be the last episode. We won't even do a recap. Stop. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Have a lovely weekend. Best of luck. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.